Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, yeah, relax. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Oh yeah, I'm hot.
If you really upset, bomb on me so I can go inside. Okay. You got me?
Yeah.
Like, loosen a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
I won't press no charges. You can even play the whole season. No game suspension, none of that. All right?
Yeah.
I may even give you some money. All right? I don't want to make you laugh. Okay?
Cat scratch fever.
Another year, baby.
Cat scratch fever.
I can't quit now. I keep my focus, man. I keep my focus. We're gonna find out how far we can push ourselves.
Another episode of Cat Scratch Radio. I'm Jackson, here to talk all things Carolina Panthers. Got lots to talk about tonight. Panthers are 3-1, coming off a miraculous win, as it turns out. Game the Panthers had in hand, seemingly, with 10 minutes left in the game. And, proceeded to let things slip away and only threw... I should say some questionable calls and just one hell of a kick, you know. So, actually have audio. That was it. Here one more time. That's Graham Gano in his 63-yarder. And it's good. Yeah. I don't know, if you were like me, you were just like 63 yards. Well, he's got the leg. If he could keep it on target, and damn it, it would have went 65. As I was thinking this earlier, I came up with a question about, you know, if you knew Graham Gano, because that's only 1 yard off the NFL record. If you knew... you thought Graham could really hit a 65-yarder, and there's probably been a few. Would you purposely, in a game maybe, where it's out of hand one way or the other, you know, touch the ball down 65 yards out, just, you know, give your kicker a shot at it? I think you'd appreciate that. I don't know if you guys would go for that, but he certainly had the leg on that kick. Fourth of the day. All kinds of storylines in this one, but Gano kind of stole it right there at the end. He and the butt kicker, they're really now fighting over that slice of my heart dedicated to kickers. I think they're about neck and neck at this point, or maybe even Gano's ahead a little bit, and the butt kicker needs to show he can hit a 60-yarder. Hopefully they'll give him a shot at it. I think the kid's got the leg. Well, maybe another year of seasoning. But I'm rambling now. I've got somebody here to bring me back to earth. This Creek, what's up?
No, you can just keep on circling the earth.
Enjoy it while we got it, right?
That's it. Law of averages came through for us. After the calls that we lost
true.
That game in Atlanta.
Yeah. That's a good point. Goes around, comes around.
Yeah, I put in one of the threads, maybe this home field advantage really is something.
It seemed that way Sunday a little bit. Some of them were good calls. I mean, like the fumble, Cam's fumble. I mean, that was a good call. The one that sticks out to me that was questionable was the 15-yarder on Funchess. Even though he took a shot, it really wasn't that much of a shot to his head. It was the one to the body is what hurt him.
Yeah.
But then he got hit by three different players. I mean, geez, Cam. somebody had to be open. So, I don't know. What's your what were you thinking when Gonneau was lining that one up?
I was just hoping he'd put it through. I knew he could reach it. I've seen him at training camp hitting that far before.
Yeah. Yep, just needed the opportunity. I think that's a lot of kickers, you know, is to have a coach that would trust them. Of course, at this point, Rivera didn't have much of a chance. It'd be much of a choice. You know, six seconds left. He's either going to be, yeah.
What's funny is, really and truly, if you want to quantify it, that was a better kick than the 64-yard one that has a record because that was kicked in Denver.
That's true. That's true. I wonder, I know there's some mathematician, and I used to be smart enough to do that math, but to figure out what the difference would be between the two places. As humid as it was, too, makes it even, you know, the air is heavier, harder to travel further.
And it's harder to keep it on track, too, because they have more movement on the ball and thicker air.
When it first took off, I thought it was going to start to fade to the right, but then it came back around a little bit. Kind of, I mean, that's Gonneau's kick. It looks like it's going to fade, and then it comes back towards the middle again. But, yeah, he definitely had the yardage for a 65-yarder. Kind of set the record. But, yeah, I mean, one part I loved is the Giants were just over there celebrating, thinking they'd won just 2 minutes earlier. And, you know, just, you know, he just did it to them. He boomed it.
Little
boomed
cannon.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. I like that one better. So another applause for Gonneau. I'll stop making rhymes about, you know, oh no, Gonneau. That was just a keen performance.
Your boy Butler's pretty good down in Kansas City too.
Yeah, he is good. He is good. But you know, Gano's put a mark out there. Now it's up for the butt kicker to step up and see what he can do.
So,
as if
so
he has any control over that.
Kansas City needs to stop a drive so he can kick a 63-yarder to keep your love intact.
Well, you're exactly right about that. That's why I said maybe, you know, you just purposely down it right there.
I would say no. You need to flush that idea.
Oh man. Sorry, old Catastrophe Facebook and me telling me he's going to be online here in a minute. We do have... I don't have my address book in front of me, but I just put somebody on the line. This Carolina or die, or is this Josh?
Oh, man, it's Josh.
Hey, man. All right. Getting to know everybody.
Long time no see.
And here you are.
It has been a while.
Coming back again.
Yeah.
The Panthers pulled me back. I was kind of letting life take me over on Tuesday night, but... I'm back honing in on football. It's just exciting shit, especially, you know, when you get a fucking cardiac classic right there. The, you know, winning just about an entire game from 7-3 on and then give it up by a point right at the end. You know, when he kicked that field goal just to go up by 6, I know it was 4th-and-15, and so that wasn't the right play, but I was just thinking, damn, they are going to come down and beat us by one damn point. That shit's happened to Rivera before. Except I think before he was like fourth and one from the one, you know, I mean, and he instead kicked it. I'm like, stupid. So this one, you know, again,
I don't know what you guys think.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you guys think, but you know, it's like Goose said, I don't have no problem with him because I know Gano can kick it that far. He's got the leg. It's never been his problem, but it, you know, he's not the most accurate. So,
well, it seems like previous attempts at long kicks, he's gotten them blocked, not getting enough air on them, you know, at the line. So he obviously got, you know, that or just, you know, obviously the blocking was right. So he got all of it.
I read something the other day.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I read something the other day, not talking about the kick or nothing, but said that those two interceptions that Cam threw were actually on Ian Thomas. He run the wrong route. Did you read anything about that?
Well, I actually saw one of them. Sure was.
Okay.
In the telecast, they actually showed the replay. And, yeah, Thomas hesitated in his route. He started to cut inside and then broke it off and flattened it straight, you know, more of a post right at the time Cam threw the ball. And so I blame that one on Thomas myself after seeing that replay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. Because he broke in, and if he had turned and looked at Cam, it had hit him right in the numbers.
Yeah.
All he had to do was keep going instead of straightening it out. If he had kept going on that slant, he would have gone in front of the defensive back.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I guarantee you when they looked at the tape on that one, they didn't blame Cam for that one. Part of why that rookie's got a, you know, such a low grade. I mean, he's a rookie. It's going to take him time. It sure does make me appreciate Greg Olsen, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that was Olsen's route right there, and he usually would be nailing those 20 yards at a time. Mm-hmm.
I think it's amusing that Jackson is blaming Derek Anderson for all those kicks that got blocked on the long kick because he's the only thing different.
You picked that up, did you? Yeah. No. What? Derek Anderson was the holder? I guess he was, wasn't he?
Yep.
Maybe it's just Pilardi has magic fingers. Is that it? How about Pilardi? Didn't he just get an extension?
Yeah, he did.
That trips me out because we cut him one time. Didn't we? When we brought
in
Andy Lee, and then Andy Lee got hurt. Of course, he's doing good right now, and that dude's old, man. He's like pushing 40, I think. But yeah, we cut him once, man. He didn't give up or get discouraged, man. The dude's a hell of a punter now. I tell you one thing I love about this game, this Giants win, is that, you know, you can certainly point to Odell Beckham and say, yeah, you had a pretty damn good game, 130 yards or whatever, and a touchdown, but your muff punt cost you the game. I mean, that was just all him. That was stupid, man. It was just stupid. You clear out from a punt. You don't run under it.
Well, that was stupid. He was just trying to show he was a man and get a little cheap shot hit on the guy. Yeah. You know, he's always good for that.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Oh. Yep, him and old
and,
Josh.
And your mark
Norman
on Pilardi's hanging in there. You know, he has every reason to be that way. He played at Tennessee. He's used to adversity.
He's used to punting a lot. This is post Peyton Manning, you know, era.
Yeah.
Obviously. So, you know, we saw Peyton Manning. Did you see his little clip to Drew Brees last night? No. Just said, you know, I have been the NFL's leading passer for over 1,000 days. And it's been really fun. You know, and you ruined that, Drew. It was pretty funny. It was good delivery on his part. Peyton can be pretty funny.
I liked him when he was on Saturday Night Live, even. He was hilarious.
Yeah. He does a good job with that kind of stuff. With his good old boy. Shit. Shit. What else? I'll tell you, what also drives my excitement is just our youth at the skill positions are some real players, man, and they're tough as nails between Samuel and that crazy run that he had with the awesome blocks by Cam. Just leveled a defensive end. And, of course, DJ Moore, I mean, took a shot there in after that block by Cam and kept his feet and went on another 10 or 12 yards. Just tough-ass run. And then McCaffrey runs tough. Cam's tough. You know, I love it. Bodes well. I don't know what the hell happened in the fourth quarter, though. Some of that. Yeah, Cam certainly just didn't have his best day. Ain't no doubt about it.
Well, one thing is we don't have a running back like a LeGarrette Blount, you know, to get that little 2 yards automatic.
Yeah, he was a fantasy locomotive this weekend. Vultures, all those TDs.
Yep.
Well, let's see. We haven't talked about the Redskins yet. I'm sure we'll loop back to the Giants game since it's just fun to talk about. But I just have to bring this up because I was a little surprised at the line. Panthers are +1. I'm, like, all over that. Of course, that might jinx it. I can't bet on the Panthers. Damn it, Jackson. Got to remember that. I hit my parlay again last week. I did all betting on the over-under. Took the over with the Panthers and the damn Packers and Lions, and Mason Crosby tried his best to fuck me. Dude was 0-for-4. No, 1-for-5 eventually, but he was sitting there 0-for-4 and like 0-for-2 on freaking extra points. I mean, dude missed like 6 kicks. He just lost his mind. He was kicking pretty good. I had him on a fantasy team. And, they let him kick one at the end, even though the game was decided. But I think the coach said, look, man, you got to go out there and hit at least one here before you go home. I can't have my kicker on an 0 and, you know, go into the locker room 0-for-6 on the damn day. That's an epically bad day for a kicker, man. 1-for-7. How the hell is he still on a job? He should have been canned yesterday. And most kickers would be if they didn't have the street cred, I guess the built-up cred.
Yeah, the resume. Capital.
Yeah, he's got the Packer capital, I guess. Yeah.
So how'd your wife handle that?
Kick. Yeah. Oh, she's not happy. Yeah. But she was blaming, Crosby lost the game for him, but she also said Aaron Rodgers played like shit.
Yeah, he's hurt big time.
Well, you know, somebody sends me a fantasy trade request, wants to send me Aaron Rodgers for Antonio Brown. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't know that Rodgers is on a gimpy leg and playing like shit. I get the report from my wife.
They offered to send you a $100 bill, too, right?
Yeah. So I bet $20. I won $120. Now I hit the under on that Browns Ravens game, and boy, did I nail that. Fucking 12-9, are you kidding me? But yeah, it was like 46 points. I was like, ain't no way they're going to score 46 points. I was right. They weren't even fucking close. 21. Was it 7 field goals? What a man! I feel bad for those fans. They didn't see a touchdown all day. The hell is that?
I'm gonna ask you guys.
But what about
question.
Poor Browns fans? They've had 5 games, and 3 of them have been overtime games.
Yeah,
they
that's
won
true.
One,
yeah.
Lost, tied one.
Man, they're getting their money's worth. Concession stands.
And they won that. They won with that field goal. Did you see that kick? It never got more than 12 foot off the ground.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, the Browns were. They've had some kicking issues, that's for sure.
You know, like I said, after seeing Crosby in there are some really bad kickers in the NFL. It just makes you appreciate old Gunno that much more.
And you never know. Look what they did when – who was it, the Buccaneers that got Gonzalez for, what, a third-round or fourth-round pick? Been great all through college and couldn't hit the broadside of a barn once he got on a pro field.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude just imploded. I think it was his head. I mean, how could kicking in the NFL be that much different? But
I'm sitting here – while we're talking, they're showing a replay of the Panthers game, and they just showed Cam's first interception. It was to Ian Thomas, and he stopped on that route, too. So both of them were on Ian.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. Both of them were on. Yeah. Look, let me ask you a guy the question, going back to the Panthers. What's the deal with Torrey Smith? Is it time to maybe take him off the starting lineup? I mean – what do you guys think?
Well, I don't want anybody to be hurt. When they took him off the field, I was thinking, now put DJ Moore in for the targets.
Yeah.
That was
my thought. Would too.
I'm all for a change.
And if some team gets their wide receivers hurt, trade him for a fifth or sixth round pick, I'd be all for that too.
Yeah.
Just let him go.
Yeah. His drop percentage is so damn high. I doubt he's got any trade value, but you're right. I mean, I'd take it if I could get that. But
somebody
said
one of the Philly fans are blaming their troubles on not having Torrey Smith and his leadership. So go ahead.
His leadership.
We'll take a Philly draft pick is as good as anybody else's. Particularly when they're not winning a lot right now.
Yeah, because I think it's, 2 games in a row he's had no catches, and it's like, and he's starting. So, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if he's – to me it seems like he's dropped more than he's caught. But that's probably an exaggeration. That's probably he's dropped 1 for every 2 he's caught, but still. I'm all for the I just want DJ Moore to get more snaps. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't care who starts, but, I guess they do because it matters in their contract negotiations and all that. But, I don't give a shit.
And I know Samuel, is limited for his, he's coming back on a limited basis right now to get him kind of worked in. But, I think he provides a spark, too.
Yeah, that was his best.
He's tough as hell, too, man. Those guys are hard to bring down. And I have to admit, I was skeptical of this whole drafting, running backs in a wide receiver body type of deal, but it's actually looking pretty damn good right now.
I tell you what, my wife and I laughed out loud on his touchdown run when he sat there in the 3 defenders – slammed him from 3 sides and fell over, and he's standing 3 yards out of the end zone, and they're like, oh, yeah, I better dive in.
Yeah, he dives, but then the guy grabs his leg, and he just kind of more falls than he does dive.
More falls in,
that was awesome. But I think somebody said it was a double 360. He actually got spun around twice on that play.
Yeah, but it was funny. It took like half a beat for him to even realize, hey, I'm standing here and everybody's on the ground.
I'm standing here.
Yep. It was sweet. And, you know, for all the grief we give Colin Jones, the dude is, what do they call it, the ace that runs the place or whatever, you know, on special teams.
Yeah.
Well, you know what was awesome? I said that it was Samuel's best game. He was the one that knocked it out of the guy's hand when he tried to pick it up. He's the one that knocked it loose from the first player,
yeah,
the giant that picked up the ball. So he had a good game all around.
Speaking of knocking out a hand, that Bradberry play was something awesome. That was just a great play.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
it was
that
sweet.
That's how you do it.
Only thing that made that better, if he just stuck that arm through there and yanked the ball away.
Yeah, yanked the ball away, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did y'all think of the touchdown call? Was it Beckham or Shepherd? Where he ended up losing the ball at the very end. But they're saying because he got 2 feet down and made a football move, which was turning up field, even though after he went to the ground, he lost the ball, it was still a touchdown. You know, that was that rule they changed, the Calvin Johnson rule.
Yeah. I'm fine with it as long
okay
as we
the
get
call.
The same call.
Yeah, I was okay with the call, even though it went against us. Made sense. So we didn't actually start a second wide receiver. We started out in the full... I guess the whole full eye, or, you know, fullback, what do you call it? Well, the running back, fullback, and eye formation, I guess, maybe. And then two tight ends. So, two tight ends set with Manhurts and Thomas. So, I don't know who was our number two receiver on this day. Let's see, moving to the snap counts.
Maybe McCaffrey.
Let's see. Funchess.
So, Funchess had 4 and DJ Moore had 4.
Torrey Smith had 46. Yep, 65%. So he was on the field a lot.
Yeah.
Jarius Wright then was next with 30, and then 29 for DJ Moore. But he was up there, and then it drops to 13 for Bird. So, yeah, Curtis Samuel was only on the field for 12 plays. Dang. I mean, they limited his touches, but shit. He had 2 receptions for 37 yards and a touchdown. 25 yards. So, 18.5 yard average. If he could sustain that, I'd be happy. Funchess, 4 for 53. And DJ Moore, 4 for 49. So, nice. Spreading the ball around. What, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 players caught balls. Yeah, Torrey Smith, and for all those snaps, he got 1 target. What's that?
Yeah, no catches.
Yeah.
You know, you can say what you want about, you can say whatever you want about Funchess, but at least he's not the Florida State doughboy.
Who's the Florida State doughboy?
Kelvin. Kelvin Benjamin.
Duh. I shouldn't have known that. KB. Oh, we didn't mention Mike Adams' 2 interceptions. I have to admit, though, one
that
of them
one
was
like,
excellent. Eli, where in the fuck were you throwing that, Eli? I think on that second
one. And I think that first one, I think he baited him pretty good. That was a pretty good play.
Yeah. Yeah, the first one was a good play. The second one was like, well, I think he just went to the well on that fucking, that, slant. He's killing us on that damn slant all day long, and he went to the well one too many times, and then he didn't throw it very well. It looked like he was just targeting Adams. I should have noticed, but yeah, Pilardi had a nice day. He averaged 51 yards. And you know how usually when you get an average, there's a couple below, a couple high, you know. Pilardi actually kicked 3 51-yard punts.
Wow.
3 for 153 yards. If there's any other way to get that. Well, I guess you go 63 and 43, right? Okay, never mind. Or whatever, 60, yeah. But still, I think he kicked 3 exact punts. That's pretty damn impressive, too.
As long was that distance, and they were all that distance.
Yeah. Damir Bird pissed me off with his running backwards on the punt return. But at least it was only 3 yards. Can you believe the Giants were 0 for 7 on third down? Damn. I mean, way to go defense.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I thought for sure we'd have sacked Eli more than once.
Say again, I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely thought we would have sacked Eli more than once.
Oh, yeah. They did get some pressure on him a couple of times, but he really was upright most of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I didn't, you know, going into the season, I didn't think that would be one of our things, but we really haven't got, you know, the sacks this year either.
No, we're like way behind in sacks. We got like 9 or something through 5 games or 4 games.
I tell you what was
3.
I tell you what was an amusing play for yardage loss was when Peppers got hold of Barkley and wouldn't let him go.
Yeah.
What are you doing, son? I got you.
I got you. You ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Yeah. It's just got to be intimidating to line up across from Julius Peppers. Oh, we got Catastrophe on the line. Brandon.
What's up?
He must have got the baby to sleep.
What's that?
The baby to sleep? You must have got the baby to sleep, huh?
Well, I did tonight, but my wife just took her. She, I don't know, man. She just broke out in some kind of rash or whatever. She called her from school. So she's just kind of wiggly and she's restless, all that good stuff. But I got a break for now, so I figured I'd call in and talk to you Rebels.
But you're just not having any luck at all. The baby's got a rash, and Jackson just gave you the clap.
That's good.
That's hey, good. It's all uphill from here, man.
It has to be. It has to be.
What?
Yeah. Hey, that's good. Did you tell Goose and Josh how bad I lost in fantasy this week?
No, we hadn't.
He was waiting to come out here and beg for forgiveness for sucking so much.
I was waiting for you to log in here. So, yeah, I mean, I can't say much I lost, but
I was able to hear a little bit of what you guys were.
Point like 2 yards.
Two.
Lost by 3 yards.
Two. Oh God.
Jackson, Josh, and Goose, y'all do understand that's me falling forward, in half of my body, and that's 2 points right there, or the point 2 points, and I had Mason Crosby, so I think everything is perfectly clear. transparent. Y'all see why I lost, Mason Crosby. If he would have got one of the extra points. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, you lost the big money. 153.62 to 153.60. You know, it's shit like that is what will, you know, ruin your season sometimes. Of course, you're still in first, so what the hell?
Yes, sir. But I should have been 5-0, but good for him because I think that's the most he's scored all year. So it is what it is.
What makes that worse is you still had the second highest score of the weekend in the league. But you took the L.
Yep. But it's all good. What all of y'all talked about? I didn't get on to about 10:25, 10:30.
We were tooting Ganoe's horn for quite a while. I actually have an audio clip of the kick. Right here. That was it.
What happened? What did Ganoe do?
Shut up.
No, it's actually one of the games I got to watch, man.
Jackson, I was waiting for you to play. I was waiting for you to play the Spanish broadcast.
I thought that's what he was going to do, Josh.
I have Hulu now. I can't actually watch the span. I actually turned it on when I turned the game on. And they always have these older white, you know, silver-haired guys that do their announcing. And not that we don't either, but I don't know. It was just immediately I was like, okay, I got to be on the wrong channel here. Apparently I get Latin NFL too.
Y'all do know that those two Spanish guys that call that game for, I guess it must be for ESPN, Deportes or whatever it is, like they've made national news, especially on that kick, but in 2015, they made national news too. Like, so it's two brothers from what I understand, and they're like, everything's viral with them. They're fun to listen to.
I know. I saw the headline that they went bonkers on Ganoe's kick, right?
Yes.
I saw the headline, but I did not actually play. I meant to.
Oh, you haven't heard it yet? Oh, you got to hear that.
Yeah, if you haven't heard it, man, that's a travesty. You have to listen to that. That's great.
Are those the same ones
Panthers
that did it a couple years ago with Superman? You know, I bet that's the same ones.
It must be.
When Cam
but
did
I
that,
do know they're brothers.
Yeah.
So this dude broke into
one of
the songs?
Famous Jaime.
I did have to look on it. I wish I could play it over and sing without it just being the Spanish announcer breaking the song. That's hilarious. Let's see what we can do here.
I'm pumped about getting TD back. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll help.
I love it. Man, I just get so tickled listening to that. It's so great.
Oh, thank you, guys. That would be that's just, I needed that. That is hilarious.
You can't have that on at your house.
You know what?
Dog.
Now you know why I went viral.
Speaking of Thomas Davis, did you see Rivera's shirt at the press conference? I was like, man, I need to get me one of those shirts.
I'm back. I missed that too.
Yeah, check
the
that
TD
out.
TD is back.
TD. Yeah, it says I'm back. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, TD did, not Rivera. Okay.
No, Rivera wore a shirt.
TD on it.
Yeah.
Goose and Josh are telling a story to Jackson about that shirt, and y'all are saying, I'm back. But I see that shirt and I say, I'm back. I think he's ready.
Who was wearing
I'm thinking
shirt?
He's worked up with being out for four games and he's, I'm back, mother.
Yeah.
TD yep. was wearing the shirt, right? TD was wearing the shirt.
No, Rivera.
Yeah, Rivera at the press conference.
He was. And it said, TD, I'm back.
It says, I'm back with an image of TD.
No shit. Wow. Damn. I tell you, I've
Rivera's
gotten so
big
focused
t-shirt.
On the betting lines and shit. I'll have to go look that up, too. Obviously,
yeah, you're gonna have to stop your engineering stuff, and you're gonna have to get on
I
over
guess,
there to the Panther
man.
Side.
I mean, I've been busy as shit.
That's for sure. It works.
Damn, man, I was about to say you need to be you hiding under a damn rock over there.
I'm going
but
through
I guess
a plant
take
startup.
Over.
Yeah,
I think Jackson's stuck under a Mercedes Sprinter van.
And there you go. Yeah.
That's what they have on American Pickers. Y'all ever seen that show?
Mike Wolf
and Frank Fritz. That's what they use as one of those Mercedes Sprint vans.
Yeah.
Yep, that's where Jackson works.
Yeah, we make them. So
sweet.
Got a kick-ass new model coming out. Yep.
But at least TD will be taking over for Carter and Mayo, so that'll add more speed and more knowledge. And I don't think people realize how much we miss TD. I don't care how old he is. Dude got game.
Well, like the Barkley touchdown catch from Beckham was all on Carter. He let him go.
Yeah, I saw that. And he, you know, Carter's not slow either, man. But geez, Saquon, once he caught it, there was no catching him.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big Barkley fan from college, you know. I saw that game at the Rose Bowl. I went to the Rose Bowl when they played against UCLA or Southern
yeah,
Cal.
Yeah.
Southern Cal and Penn State.
Yeah. Well, Barkley certainly he's talented. There ain't no doubt about it. Go ahead, Brandon.
He took over that the first half. And then the quarterback from USC that plays for the Jets now, Darnold, took over the second half. They came back and won.
I was going to ask if you guys had talked about Cam and his game. And if you had, I just wanted to add my two cents in. Had y'all talked about that or not?
No, we haven't.
I mean, acknowledging that he didn't have the greatest game, that's for sure. But his tough running was impressive, certainly helpful. But anyway, go ahead, man.
Well,
feel free to rant on. Rant on.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I was just going to say, if there's anybody – in the NFL that knows Cam Newton's weaknesses, it's going to be Shula. So I think you know
I
what,
think
you
he
know
made
what I mean? Him. We exactly.
Creative.
For as long as Cam has been in the league, I'm pretty sure that he was the quarterback coach and then he got promoted to the OC. If anybody knows Cam, it's Shula. And he knows how to beat Cam. So I kind of chalk this up as, all right, well, we know how to disguise stuff. We know, you know, I don't know. That's probably a dumb idea. I don't know. I'm just throwing darts.
No, but you are right that Shula was the quarterback coach for Cam when Cam brought in and then he moved up with him.
Yeah, so if anybody would know how to beat him, it would be him. And when we played Buffalo last year, I believe, we knew that first game with Buffalo was going to be super hard, you know, because McDermott knows how to beat Cam, but McDermott don't know how to beat Cam like Shula does because, you know, they're usually on two separate fields or doing two separate things. You know what I mean?
Film room with
each
other.
Yeah. So if anybody knows how to beat Cam Newton, by goodness, it's Mike Shula. And I knew that he threw some tips to the defensive coordinator for the Giants, which really slowed Cam down. And I do believe that both of those interceptions had something to do with Thomas. I do believe that.
Yeah, and what you're saying might be true, especially when Cam couldn't make those little one-yard sneaks. He must have a tail that was getting gone because they didn't even look for anything else. They came right at him.
Man, I told my wife the same thing 2 days ago. I that had to be, had to know. I've never seen Cam get stuffed.
Yeah. That would make sense. That would be a time that Shula's knowledge would help, that he knows his tendencies. You know, he knows his weaknesses. And certainly he could share that with the defensive coordinator. Yep.
Those hand signals that he does, you remember a couple years ago? Not something that they actively use now on this particular signal, but Cam would take his right hand when he would be facing the right wide receivers, and he would turn it down, and that would mean a certain route. All that stuff came from Shula. And as soon as he probably saw something like that, boom, there's enough communication in those stadiums that they can make that call that quick. I didn't hear you, Josh.
Say it again.
If you're speaking that type of thing, do you think that Norv called a good game? I mean, me personally, I don't think he called a great game.
I still didn't hear you.
Yeah, your mic is muffled. Oh, there you go.
Okay, sorry. I was saying, like, Norv, I didn't think that he called that great of a game either, Norv Turner.
Oh, I was under the impression that Mike Shula drugged Norv and said, hey, I got this, guys. That's what I was under the impression of.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, I felt the same way. I was like, damn, is Mike Shula up in the booth?
He gave him a ribbon.
Exactly. He got predictable there, particularly in the short yardage situations. Very predictable.
Yeah.
And, it was just kind of ugly there at the end, that last 10 minutes. Just got bailed out, got just enough. So,
anybody know what the deal is with Ryan Khalil? I know he re-aggravated a shoulder, but we don't know if it's the one that he had surgery on last year that put him out all year.
He went back in the game, didn't he?
I don't know. I hadn't heard anything on the show.
I think Larson.
He got hurt. I remember that. But I was just looking. Larson only played 11 snaps.
So he must have gone back in.
Yeah, he came in right at the end of the game. It was on that quarterback sneak that Cam didn't get. And then Khalil was out from that point. So, I mean, it was right at the end of the game.
Let's see, 11 plays. What happened there? Khalil injured. Yep, with just 3:40 left in the game. Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, that's about the late. Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, he I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on the
I hope he's okay. I really do. I hope he's okay, man.
Yeah, me too. I mean, Larson's a decent backup, but I don't want him in there long term. I guess the first injury report comes out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, sure does.
Let's see, turning back to the Redskins, I think I was mentioning that we are underdogs in that game right now. We are plus one, which kind of surprised me. You know, considering the Redskins are what?
2-2.
2-2.
Well, going into last night's game, they allowed the fewest yards or the fewest points in any game so far. One of the two. I mean, their defense is usually pretty good.
Yeah. What was that, Josh?
But I'm.
Yeah, what you're saying, I agree. I think, but I don't think Washington had a chance in hell last night. You know, knowing Drew was going to break that record and stuff like that, they were pretty inspired last night. So.
Yeah. They got wiped out.
Yep.
I know AP's hurt.
Really haven't done anything.
So is Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson what? Go ahead, Brandon.
I was just saying that I know AP is hurt, Adrian Peterson, and Chris Thompson's hurt. But you go ahead, Goose. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just saying they haven't really done anything. They're 2-2. But the two games they won were against Arizona in the first game when Arizona sucked. And Green Bay after Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
And the two losses, one of them was to the Colts, and one of them was to the New Orleans game. They had a bye on the same week we did.
Oh, yeah. And they lost to the Colts? Well, you know,
yep.
The Saints certainly put up the formula last night. They just destroyed them. But I think, yeah, that whole Drew Brees thing just made them kind of mail it in there in the fourth quarter. Did y'all see
Michael Thomas?
Did you see Michael Thomas and Josh Norman are having a Twitter battle?
Yeah.
God, imagine that.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I think they need to Josh Norman to us for a conditional 7th and restructure the salary. Boom. Good idea. Put Dante in the slot. Ain't nobody scoring on us.
No. Leave Dante out. I like him where he's at.
Oh, Chris Thompson looks hurt. Yeah, they got. Oh, I don't know.
Adrian Peterson's hurt too. So I don't think we'll play against either one of them this week. We might get Capri Bibbs. So I don't know if they'll be able to run the ball against us.
Oh God, don't say that. Because that's when they. You have a record. You have his best game ever against us.
Well, I do know that last time Alex Smith played us, he was with the Chiefs, and they played at Bank of America Stadium, and he beat us. Y'all remember that one?
Yeah. He must have deleted those tweets. I'm not seeing them now.
Yeah, Norman deleted his.
Oh, he did. Darn it. I do see something he retweeted. Don Shula. A superior man blames himself. An inferior man blames others. But that's got some hidden meaning in it.
You know, which was crazy. Michael Thomas was talking about Josh Norman, but Norman didn't give up any catches to Thomas when he was in his area.
Yeah. And that's probably what they're having a little thing about.
The last time I said one of our players was going to be a star, I really thought Vernon Butler was going to be a star. And I've said that more than once on the podcast, the show. But I do think that DJ Moore has a chance. I'm not going to say he's going to be a star, but he has a chance to be good. I don't want to jinx him.
I think so, too. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be all pro at this point. But, he could certainly be at least have number two wide receiver, maybe hopefully number one in due time. But I think he'll be our number two here shortly. It should be already, like we've discussed. Is he
But for whatever reason, Torrey Smith is staying on the field.
He just runs angry when he catches the ball. He just runs angry, and I love it.
Yeah, no doubt. And, well, I got about 5 minutes left here, and I haven't even brought up the PFF matchup for this week.
In our last week, I'd pointed out the old Snacks Harrison, which is I really like that nickname, Snacks Harrison. The dude had a big game. He was their top-rated guy, and he was tough to move out of the middle there. So when I look now, our defense on their offense, they're weakest up the middle, left guard, center. Should be a big game for KK Short. They're just a little tougher on the edges. And they might have, you know, the only skilled person they have, particularly if you're saying, you think Adrian Peterson's hurt enough that he's not going to play?
Possible, but I have Chris Thompson on my fantasy team, and it doesn't look good for him either.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you for sure.
Well, I mean, the tight end Reed, the Josh Reed, Jordan Reed, I can't remember his name. But he's so inconsistent. He can just kill you one game and then just disappear the next. Paul Richardson, I mean, this offense really just doesn't scare me at all. If they had Peterson in there, I'd be a little more worried, but just we look like we match up well with them, at least on that side of the ball. When I flip it over, you know, they look interesting.
I know they're two tackles from the same guys that played at Alabama on that defensive championship line. Who is it? Deron Payne and something Robinson.
Yeah.
I believe that's his name.
Payne.
So, yeah,
well, they got,
they're real good.
Ryan Kerrigan on the edge and then a Smith guy. They're rated in the 60s. Josh Norman's grade right now is 57.8. Jeez. Who's earning his $14 million a year? Actually, the guy across from me, Dunbar, is looking much better. It's like the best player on the defense is DJ Swearinger. And wasn't he a cast off from somewhere?
He got drafted out of Florida State, I believe.
He wasn't a cast off, though.
Oh, was he a free agent?
Yeah, I think he was a free agent.
I think he got drafted by the Niners.
He demanded a trade or something. Swearinger was good. I remember when he came out of college, I liked him as safety.
Didn't he play Florida State, Goose?
I'm trying to remember.
No,
he was a Gamecock, wasn't he?
He was a Gamecock.
You sure?
Might have been.
I thought he was drafted by the Niners. I might be talking about somebody different then.
Reed got drafted.
I
want to
say.
Yeah. Anybody have a computer up?
I do. DJ Swearinger. Let's see.
Oh, yes.
He was drafted by the Texans in the second round. Yeah.
He also played
for the Bucks. He went to South Carolina.
Wow, I must be thinking about somebody different.
He went to the same high school as Josh Norman.
Yeah.
Greenwood High School.
Oh yeah, I see that in Greenwood. Huh. Oh, yeah, they got that down here in this little wiki bio. All right,
I just saw that was his high school, so I knew they played there.
I'd say you know, again, we, you know, looks to me on paper anyway that we should play them. But again, we're on the road, which is never easy to do. But I like it, especially if our offensive line keeps playing well. So they got Clark at a 57, Van Roten at a 60, Khalil 65, Turner 60, Moton's 82. So run to the right, boys, run to the right.
Yep, that's right.
Where's the beef?
That'd be cool,
well, guys,
by the
I'm
way, to
call
find Daryl Williams.
The recording ran out. Unless you guys want to do some predictions. We're going to lose to the Redskins, guys? We are underdogs. What do you think?
I can't say they're going to.
What? Can't say they're going to lose?
I said I can't say that the Panthers are going to lose to the Skins.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
So the over under is 40. What did I see? 40. Shit, I was 45. Oh no. I think I like the under on this one.
Yeah, it'd
I was
be tempting
the under.
Yeah, it'd be tempting to go under.
Yeah. So,
Jackson, you said just a little bit ago, you said Panthers plus one. What does that mean?
We're getting a point on the spread. The spread's 1 point. Skins minus one.
So when it's minus in the favor of a team, that means they're predicted to win.
Correct.
Okay. Obviously, I do fantasy. I don't do that kind. I just wondered how it worked.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it would be really funny if Jackson were to take the under and he'd be winning up till 5 seconds left in the game and the Panthers stop so they can have Gano hit a 65-yard field goal, put him over the top.
And
he asked
over
for
my
it.
Radio to the Spanish announcer and listen to him call it.
Y'all do know Gano hit a 71-yarder in high school, but it got negated by a penalty, right?
No,
That is a fact. He hit a 71-yarder in high school, and it was called back by a penalty.
Must have been in a hurricane.
It must have been. The dude's got a leg on him. The only other Panther that's ever had a leg like that was Reese Lloyd, but you never knew where it was going to go. Kind of like my golf shot. I can hit it 300 yards. I do not know where it's going.
I can relate to that. I played for 20 years without a driver in my bag because I said it just goes further in the woods. Of course, I can hit a 3-wood 115 yards, so.
So
big dog.
Who can translate the Spanish gano lo gano? What is that saying?
I thought he was saying, go Ram, Gano, go Ram, Gano, like grow Ram. I thought that's what he was saying.
No, it's Gano, L-O, Gano. But the second Gano has a little squiggly thing over the O. Oh, if that changes anything. Not a
Spanish-speaking
person.
Oh, it's got a squiggly. I can't help you.
I'm too old to have a wiggle anymore.
So anybody going to predict the game? Any scores?
I was heading that direction. I got distracted. I was thinking, let's see, what did I say, under 45? So maybe like a 23-13 Panthers. What's that? That's 13.
That's what I was going to say. That's 36. That's exactly the score I was going to say, but I'm going to change mine.
All right.
I'm going to say 27-21. That'll make it 48. It'll be over, but on accident.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe 27-16.
Yeah, you're trying to jinx me. Just, you know, because you lost by 0.2 points. Now you're calling 48 on the over. Mm-hmm. All right. And what about you, Josh? You got anything? Are you still there?
I say 24-17.
A little closer. How many pick sixes is Josh normally going to have?
About none of that.
And he's going to get ejected.
He's going to get ejected? What are the odds?
He'll be all fired out to play against the Panthers. He'll do some stupid shit and get kicked out of the game.
Oh, yeah. Because
Thomas Davis isn't keeping him under control anymore.
Well, he won't have anyone that's going to take his bait. I don't know. Maybe Funchess.
True.
Now I think about it.
Have we played against them since he's been traded?
Yeah. They beat us, I think.
It feels like we have. No, I think we beat them last time, like 44-13 or something, didn't we?
No, I think you're right. I think we did beat them.
Yeah, I think we beat them. We played them once since he went over.
To the dark side.
Hey, man, he got paid. Now he's grading
out
of the 52. Yeah, now he's grading out of the 52, but hey, he's got $14 million on the season.
McCaffrey's going to catch
the
ball
on
a circle route and then stiff arm Josh Norman into the ground, and he's going to have to leave the game.
That's your prediction? Anybody got a Josh Norman prediction out there?
No, but I did make a bad call last week when I said that CMC was going to have a monster game against those linebackers. I can't believe he only caught, what, one or two passes?
Yeah. And but one was a touchdown.
That's true. And
yeah, I wonder how many targets he had, though, receiving.
One or two, I think.
Not many.
Asking you shall receive. 6 targets, 5 catches for 35, long of 18 and a touchdown. So 7 yards. So he's, you know,
I should know that
those.
Since he's on my fantasy team.
Yeah, what's up with that? I mean, you overdrafted him for a reason, man.
I got him in the second. And you called me a biatch because I took him 2 spots or 3 spots ahead of you. So
you should have let him fly, man. You should have let him fly.
But, I do want to say this. One of my buddies that I grew up playing baseball with and went to high school with has a picture of CMC on the beach balcony. He's a barber. He, you know, cuts hair. And CMC came to get his hair cut, him and his buddy, at my buddy's place in Winston. So
uh-huh.
I thought that was pretty cool. So I got a picture on Facebook of those two. And I hit him up. I said, dude, you need to gain some weight. CMC makes you look small. He's like, yeah, I got to get back in the gym. But I just thought that was pretty cool that CMC was hanging out with my buddy.
Well, I'm his buddy too, you know.
Oh.
I got him to sign my hat right next to his mom's signature.
You can get Vladimir Putin to sign your hat. You can get anybody to sign your hat. Good Lord.
Gorbachev's sticker on it.
That's right.
He could get Bill Clinton to sign a MAGA hat.
I have a ball cap with Daddy Bush and Gorbachev's signature on the bill.
Okay. Are you serious? Or are you messing?
No, I'm serious as a damn judge. I did the communications work on board the USS Belknap for the Malta summit, where they pulled up their cruiser next to ours and came on board, and I got to meet them, shake their hand, and they signed ball caps for us. And then the weather got so rough, all the politicians got sick, so they moved it over to Malta, rented a base in Malta, so we put all that equipment on there for nothing.
Well, I tell you the story about my brother-in-law. He flies around very, 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 very important people for the military. And guess who stole his sunglasses? Mr. John McCain. Yes, sir. And he flew Floyd Mayweather around. This was not in the military, but this was just another plane that he was flying. And he didn't even know who Mayweather was at the time. He just took a picture with the guy.
Yeah.
But sure enough, John McCain took my brother-in-law's sunglasses.
About the only one I ever did anything like that with is I flew on airplanes with Famous Amos and all that kind. But I flew from the Middle East back to London with Prince Andrew.
You
Randy
are the man.
Andy, the one that married Fergie.
Didn't they get married again?
Yeah,
they got remarried.
Divorced and got remarried.
That's always confused the hell out of me.
Oh, and on that same flight, we had Harmon Killebrew with us because he was doing some work for the USO. I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember him.
I remember
Miles
Killebrew.
I know the name.
That's who the baseball symbol is after.
Baseball player from Milwaukee. Big
hitter. That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
Miles Killebrew. He's the one that they did the MLB emblem after, right?
I think so. I think you're right.
I've been known to kill a brew.
Yes, you have. I know, Jackson, you're trying to get off. You can go ahead, man.
We used to get a lot of people. I spent a lot of time in the Middle East, and we'd have a bunch of people going through, like Marie Osmond and all them kind of people.
All right, you like.
Well, my buddy who's an Army Ranger got.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jackson. I'm sorry.
No, sorry. Sorry. Well, I want
I
your fantasy advice.
Lose to me.
Baltimore, don't have right now, after the Green Bay loss, you don't have any fantasy going on at your house.
That's true. You said your wife had Mason Crosby too.
No, I don't think so. But she was pissed. She's like, that bastard
missed
the game for us.
I had Crosby, and I missed enough kicks for her and I both, man. I ain't kidding you. And that's not like him, man. He's been there forever. He's been so good.
He's a top five quarterback or a kicker this year. It's not like he's been sucking all year. I mean, dude, talk about a bad day. Like we said, 1 for 7.
And I read some stuff like, they need to get rid of him. You're not going to get rid of your best kicker in your franchise history. Get out of here.
Right.
Just had a bad game. Sometimes you get the, what do you call them, the yips or whatever.
The yips.
You just need to send him a bottle of Viagra so he can get up for the game.
That's a bit premature, Goose.
He's already shot his load. It's too late now.
Yes. I was going to say jump the shark, but it never floats your boat.
He must
what
have
about
a
man in the boat?
Would you take the Baltimore defense against Tennessee or Carolina's defense against Washington?
Baltimore.
Definitely.
Probably
yeah,
Baltimore.
The
yeah.
thing about Alex Smith is he protects the ball. Alex Smith, he protects the ball. So I think we'll be running the ball a lot, which chews the clock up. That's why, again, I'm picking the under.
And y'all do know we have a running back on our team there, C.J. Anderson. Although y'all probably wouldn't know that because he never plays, but I'm just saying.
He's insurance, man. Big insurance policy. I wouldn't mind seeing him get a few plays, but, you know, that interception he caused causes me pause. You know,
yeah.
When, I mean, you know, McCaffrey's a second-year player. Kid's full of spunk. I mean, if he wants to be out there, he's so versatile. He's got to improve his blocking. But other than that, and that's actually the lowest grade he has on his PFF grades of the different elements of his performance is pass blocking. And at first I was like, well, he probably doesn't do much of that. But actually he does. And anyone
well,
that
never
drafted Le'Veon
kind of
Bell in the top
to
three,
the game.
When the fuck is Le'Veon Bell going to play football? What the hell is up with this? This is now
don't get me started. Don't, Jackson, that's a sore subject. That was my first round pick.
That's a lot of people's first round pick, Josh.
God, yeah. I got him number five. I was pick number five. And I was like, I thought I got a steal. God.
You didn't make the wrong choice.
No,
but because it didn't work out doesn't mean you made the wrong choice.
Yeah. God. People thought I was stupid taking for Christian in the second round, but I think he's worth it.
That's where I got him.
Yeah.
About two or three spots before Jackson. And I got called a biatch.
That's not like Jackson. Usually calls you a prick.
Yeah. Okay, who do you all right, another fantasy question. Who do you start this week? Andy Dalton or Cam?
I think Andy Dalton, man. They're playing against
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
Yeah,
Steelers. So they'll be throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah,
yeah. I actually been playing Andy in one of my teams because my quarterback situation blows, and he's did pretty well up until this past week. He was putting up 20-something points. But
yeah, he's averaged between 23 and 25 points per game. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean he's got some weapons there. Maybe dip back because they got Joe Mixon back, and he's less of a pass catcher, I think, than Bernard.
Goose, when are you going to play fantasy, man? I know you can't do it this year, but what about next year?
Never, probably.
If you do it one time, you'll be hooked. I'm just going to tell you. That's a fact.
That's the entry
maybe all your,
drug.
Maybe all your Middle East experience will say no, but you need to. You need to try. It's fun. And you have a lot of knowledge of the players, you know, so it's not like you'd be going in blindfolded.
I know nothing.
Oh, no. All right, guys. Well, I think I am going to wrap it up. As soon as I claim Wendell Smallwood off the waiver wire before Brandon gets him.
Well, you better do more than $30. Fab. I got all 100 of mine, buddy.
Who'd you say? Did you say Wendell Smallwood?
Yeah.
I couldn't even laugh, Jackson. I got $30 on it, buddy.
Do you?
No, sir. Dude, I got Joe Mixon on my bench. My running backs are stacked. I can't fit another running back.
I hear you. I don't even know.
I got James Conner, Christian McCaffrey, Melvin Gordon.
It was in my IDP league that he was available. Most of them, he's
already been snatched up.
I don't know that he's out there. Look at that. I don't really have room. I really need a wide receiver.
You look in the wheel and I both. Well, good night, guys. It's been fun catching up with y'all.
All right, man. All right, GC.
You
want
to try to do it again
next
week, Goose?
Let's do it again next week.
Y'all going to try to do it next week? Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah.
I reckon I'll be.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
Good night, guys. Enjoyed it.
Good night, guys.
Bye.